General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Glazier, is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, it seems to me it is the quintessential job of a legislator to make gentle the flow of daily life, particularly for our most vulnerable children, and to protect them from violence and hatred and harassment. And there is an old saying, if I am not for me, who will be? But if I am only for me, what am I? And if not now, when? I believe today is the day that we speak as a voice and protect children. And with that, Mr. Speaker, a motion.
The gentleman has the floor for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I call the previous question.
Mr. Speaker, a motion of higher precedence.
The gentleman from Cumberland has called the previous question. What purpose is the gentleman from White Groves and Stamarise?
For a motion of higher precedence.
The gentleman has the floor.
I move that we recess for 5 minutes.
The question before the House is the motion by the gentleman from Wake that the House do recess for 5 minutes. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will like the machine record the vote. 51 having voted in the affirmative and 66 in the negative. The motion has failed. Now the question before the House is the previous question. All those in favor of the call for the previous question will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 66 having voted in the affirmative and 50 in the negative. The previous question has been called. Now the question before the House is the passage of the House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1366 on its third reading. All those in favor of passage will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 72 having voted in the affirmative and 47 in the negative. The House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1366 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate.